Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Several people here now, on this station, just big picture wise, saying don't sleep on Indiana, but plan to get to another rain delay for the Cleveland Guardians. Maybe they just should have not let them resume play when the Guardians have a 2-0 lead and now it's tied 2-2. So if you don't resume the game, you have to resume at some point later in the season. Maybe something like that. I was just thinking out loud.
I mean, we watched in one little stretch there. Will Wilson, your guy, related to you. How's your relation to him? Is he a cousin?
Young nephew, not my
young
guy
nephew.
At all,
okay. Anyway, so Wilson on the back of a Guardians jersey. I always knew that day would happen for you. So Will Wilson fell, and then John Kenzie Noel fell, and then Nolan Jones fell, and everyone's falling.
Yeah, which is bad. I would say if three people fell after a rain delay, that meant there wasn't enough time to get all the water off the field. That's just as an amateur yardsmith myself.
Yeah, like when John Kenzie does it, you think to yourself, oh, just a big man falling right there is all it is. But once Wilson does it, and then once Nolan Jones does it, who, by the way, I mean, he had the pinch hit opportunity, but he's in center field to be good at defense in that moment. He just fell and never stood a chance.
So it's been interesting how many different conversations we've had about this Cavs-Pacers series off the air, and how it really is the expectations in Cleveland really do span the gambit of I want another sweep, and I understand this might be a 6 or 7 game series. It is wild how across the board how different the many takes are on the potential expectations for this series.
I think I was like a lot of people where I think I had a perception of the Pacers going into the series, and now after a couple days, you're like, oh, they were playing much better basketball than maybe I gave them credit for. Past couple months, they've looked a lot better. It's just, we're better than them at just about every area.
Yeah, like if Darius doesn't play in the first three games of the series, you still have the two best players in the series. Fair? Like Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley.
I hadn't thought about that. I think Evan Mobley is for sure going to be better than Haliburton. I don't know that you can say that right now. I like Haliburton a lot. He's really good.
I think we're bordering on the point that he's overrated.
Haliburton? Well, that's what he was. He was named the NBA's most overrated player.
Yeah, and he's averaged 18 points a game. He's a nice player. He can fill up buckets, but I mean, he's eight. I'm not trying to boil it down to one spot, but it's 18 points a game.
Well, and obviously Evan plays much better defense than him. That's not even debatable. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just that's.
And Siakam's there, but he's inefficient.
But they're different. It's different roles, and that's interesting. Let's ask Chris that, because I, if you made me choose on the schoolyard, I would take Mobley over Haliburton. I know I would, but I also look at it like maybe that's a tighter race than I think a lot of Cavs fans realize.
Is it a hot take to say I'd clearly take Darius over Haliburton?
Yeah, I think that's a hot take.
Like, let me put it this way: if you put Darius on Indiana, I think Darius is scoring more than 20 points per game or 21 points per game.
Yeah, I think Haliburton is better than Darius.
How?
And I don't think.
In what way?
Well, okay, we can't just boil it down to points per game. If that's the metric we're going to use,
then that's just saying, like, that's the most
it. He's a better defender.
One.
He's a much better defender than Darius is.
Okay. Is he a better shooter?
I'd say he's also better with assists and playmaking.
Oh, I think Darius's assist numbers are down a little bit just because he's sharing the ball. I think
let's put it this way. When you ask Chris who's better, Mobley between Halliburton, I think he'll say Mobley, and I think he'll honor the question. If you say who's better between Halliburton and Darius, I think he's going to be kind because he likes Darius, but I can all but assure you that answer is not going to go the way of Darius Garland.
Is it just because that Halliburton's the best player in Indiana and Darius is the third best player on this team?
It might boil down to that. I think the argument you would try to make if you're going the other direction is that if Darius was put, and I think you were starting there, right? If Darius was put on Indiana, let's put it this way. If Darius was on Indiana last year, did they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals? I don't believe they do.
Well, I mean, Darius wasn't healthy last year. So is he as healthy as...
But like, how many games would Indiana win if Darius Garland was just put on the Pacers and Halliburton was put on the Cavs?
I think they'd win a lot of games. I think Darius... I dare say we're underrating Darius here in this conversation. I like Darius.
I don't want to do the throw down Darius to prop up Halliburton here, because Halliburton's like a villain in the NBA right now, so that's not great. But
I don't want to overrate Darius here, so that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just saying, like... I would put them in the same pantheon, Darius and Tyrese.
I'd be curious to find out what Chris thinks about that, because we're going to be in a disagreement there, and that's okay.
But specific to this series, one of the things that we've talked about, is it okay to hold the Cavs to a higher standard in the second round because of how they played in the first round?
So I think fans are going to expect it to be just an absolute beatdown. Everyone kept doing like the belt to ass thing after every single Heat game.
Say it with your chest against the Pacers.
Say it with conviction, guys. Just for one time, say it with conviction.
We've been saying it for a while.
But yeah, so I do think
Kevin Hart.
It's odd because I feel like if you win by 8 or 10 points, I feel like Cavs fans will be like, "Where was the third Cavalanche?" Just because we just went through Miami as if they were Swiss cheese.
Oh, it's interesting. I put it more on the duration of the series than maybe how close the games are.
Okay, that's interesting. I'm expecting a 5 or 6 game series. I'm not expecting a sweep, obviously, and I am expecting Indiana to win a game or two.
I think there are going to be people, in the same way that people overreacted to just completely dusting an absolute crap team in Miami. And, I mean, thank God Tyler Hero said they weren't going out for nothing, because they went out for nothing. They got swept. Tyler was wrong. He is no hero. He is a zero. Now, in the same way that people overreacted to that, I think if you go in town more specifically with this series, I think if this thing goes 6 or 7 games, even if you still win, people are going to feel like it's Orlando series last year, instead of just giving the Pacers the credit they deserve.
Yeah, I think the Pacers deserve more credit than that. I really do. I think they're just a much better team than that.
Do you think it'll be a disappointment for Cavs fans if this thing goes longer than 5 games?
No, in every conversation
I've heard, and again, I talked to more casual fans.
Get to Boston, and I think we can erase a lot of that. Now, it depends. It depends too, though. Is Darius playing? Is Darius healthy in all this?
That's a really good. I don't know.
I mean, Atkinson, again, we'll play the clip and do all that. But Atkinson did say that he thinks that this toe injury is going to be something he has to deal with for the duration of the postseason.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe. Okay. Let's say you start the first 2 games of, and no. Let's say Darius at some point comes into this series, and it's a 6-game series. I don't think you or I will be disappointed. But I think there's going to be people saying, well, can you really beat Boston if the Pacers took you to 6 games?
Yeah, I think there is more than just winning and advancing, obviously, right? Like, the Knicks played that Pistons series, and it's been neck and neck, essentially, even if at one point it was 3 games to 1. But the Knicks look like they're slightly better than that Pistons team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, people learned a lot about the Knicks in that series. Like, if this series ends up being you come out of it looking just slightly better than the Pacers, then I think you'll go into the Boston series feeling way different than what you're feeling right now.
I just think it's okay to hold the Cavs to a higher standard.
Yeah, like, I think that's fine.
And it shouldn't be just about the Miami series, but the Miami series was about clearing a specific hurdle, and you did it with flying colors. So hey, they got punched in the mouth, and then they really staggered for half of a game. That should be in the rearview mirror. You know, like, am I certain, like, I think for almost everything the Pacers are going to try and do, I think you have some sort of maneuver.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right? Like, you are the deeper, yeah. You are the more talented team.
You're basically, in many ways, they are, they're just a slightly worse version of everything the Cavs do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in every way of it, and you make an argument their defense is much worse than our defense. I think that's where, like, there's a true separator there. But, like, everything the Pacers do, and what they get credit for, and what they do at many perceived to be a high level, the Cavs just do a little bit better.
216-474-0092. Is it okay to hold the Cavs to a higher standard in the second round? Meaning, when you walk into this series, is just being really, really good and taking this series to six games, is that enough?
You sound like you need the exclamation point.
I think if we're going to base our expectations on the potential Boston series, on how you handle the first and second round of the playoffs, I'll feel a hell of a lot better going into that Boston series. That Cavalanches can happen at will if you lay it on the Pacers and you get through this thing in five games. If you go six or seven games, and by the way, how it looks matters. We know this. How much Darius plays matters. What's the rest of the health? You know, there's so many things to factor in here. But yeah, for me to think that they've got, I've heard this a lot with the Cavs sweeping the Heat. It's a coin flip. Right, the Eastern Conference Finals right now, in the minds of some NBA analyst, is a coin flip.
Yeah,
for me to feel that way in any way, you got to dust the Pacers, and you have to look. You have to make this series look more convincing than Boston's going to do with the Knicks, and I think the Knicks are a tougher matchup for the Celtics than the Pacers should be for you.
Shams reporting that after conversations with Tyrese Halliburton's father, John Halliburton, who you had words about before the show, by the way, the Pacers have decided, and he's agreed, he's not going to attend the team's home and road games for the foreseeable future.
Mm.
So we're not going to have, like, John Halliburton going up to Evan Mobley and staring him down after the game.
We're not going to have it because he's got to get his burgeoning media career off the ground.
Is that it? Now's the time to strike?
He handled it so well. Like, he put out the personal apology. His son handled
it's like
so
it's
well.
Like Hock to a girl. He needs a strike when the iron's hot.
And then he was on some random podcast, and I was like trying to tell his side of the story. I'm like, no, you didn't. You were wrong. You already said you were wrong. There's no more explaining necessary, John.
Max trying to buy his meme coin already.
Halicoin?
Halicoin.
Daddy's back.
That's the progression in this, right? You get to be really viral. You have, like, your big time moment, and then you start a podcast, and then you have a meme coin, and then people forget about you.
Man, I want a meme coin and be
you
forgotten.
Can make one. You can make one. I don't know that
Nick
people
coin.
Will buy. I don't know that people will buy it.
Ching-ching.
But you can make one.
Brian in Cleveland, is it okay? That's the money sound to hold the Cavs to a higher standard in the second round.
Absolutely, I feel like the Cavs have pretty much been pedal to the metal all year. And honestly, Indiana's pretty much been scraping by. I mean, I feel like they've been better throughout the last couple of seasons. Halliburton obviously is an all-star playing at a decent level. I mean, you know, it's opinionated, real judgmental thing to say who's better than who. You know, everything is subjective, opinion-based. In my own personal opinion, Darius Garland, I feel like they're about on the same level. Darius Garland's been upping his play big time. They have a system here with Kenny Atkinson. But you switch teams, I can't say that Darius Garland is going to do the same thing as Tyrese Halliburton. I'm going to say this. Forget scoring, okay? Because, I mean, anybody is dropping 20, 30 points off the bench in today's NBA.
It's
but
not
the defensive things Tyrese can do, I feel like even just size. I mean, size isn't everything, but Tyrese is considerably bigger.
He led the league in assists 2 years ago. I get what you're saying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Even still, Siakam, very inefficient. I agree with you there. I feel like the Indiana Pacers are just outmatched. I feel like we just came off the biggest first round, you know, blowout sweep in Cavs history. I can't say as far back as LeBron. I don't personally know. But to beat a team like that in the playoffs after your expectations have already been so high,
Brian,
nothing less.
You said you couldn't say about the were you alive with the LeBron years? You sound like an aged man.
Oh yeah. I started getting into it when LeBron came into the league. But I'm saying I'm not going to be one of those faking guys that's going to bring stats up off the top of my head, you know, and start speaking out the side of my neck.
All right, Brian.
I won't do.
Brian, we appreciate you saying it with your chest. That's how we do it here on this show. We always say everything we say is said with conviction.
He said speaking out of the side of his neck, and it got me.
216-474-0092. Is it okay to hold the Cavs to a higher standard in the second round? Shams saying on the Pat McAfee show that Kristaps Porzingis and Drew Holiday could be prime trade candidates this summer because the Celtics are looking for cost-cutting options.
New ownership, and they already want to bail on money.
The end of the Boston Celtics championship dynasty, as we all knew it. Chris Fedor coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.